Hello everyone, I'm Big Fish. Elon Musk actually admitted that if he could do it again, he would never touch politics. In his latest interview, he uncharacteristically revealed his reflections on the government efficiency department, frankly stating that this adventure came at a heavy price, even leading to unnecessary sacrifices. Now that the Iron Man has realized the bottomless pit of politics, does this mean he will withdraw his experience from the political arena and refocus entirely on Tesla? What does this mean for anxious investors? Today, I'll help you understand this information-packed, heartfelt adventure. Don't miss today's exciting content, okay? Let's go! Tesla's stock closed at $445.26 on Tuesday, rising $5.68 for the day, a 1.29% increase, with a trading volume of 60.86 million shares. Part 1. Musk regrets getting involved in politics. If you own Tesla stock, or if you've been worried that Musk is being dragged down by the mess of politics, then you absolutely must watch this video today. Just now, Katie Miller released her latest interview with Musk, and the amount of information is explosive. Musk actually admitted that if he could do it again, he probably wouldn't have gotten involved with the government efficiency department at all, because the price was simply too high. Does this mean that the full-time Musk is coming back? Let's quickly break it down. First point, the heartfelt adventure regarding the government efficiency department. As everyone knows, at the beginning of the year, Musk, for the sake of that, the government's inefficiency is overwhelming, but in this interview, Musk uncharacteristically showed a glimpse of reflection. When asked if he was successful, his answer was quite thought-provoking. He said he was slightly successful. Then came the crucial question. The interviewer asked him if he would make the same choice if he could go back to January 20th. Musk's answer was very direct. No, I don't think so. Why? Musk was very honest, saying that getting involved in politics prevented him from focusing on his own companies. He even said that if he hadn't taken that step, the car wouldn't have been set on fire. He also revealed that the government's inefficiency cut off approximately $100 billion to $200 billion in zombie payments. Although this was for the good of the country, the backlash was surprisingly strong. Musk's original words were, "When you cut off the flow of funds, they will fight back like crazy." This is actually good news for us investors, as it shows that Musk has realized the bottomless depth of the political quagmire. In the future, he may readjust his focus back to Tesla and SpaceX. Secondly, is the world a giant simulation? The most interesting ending is the most likely to happen. After discussing the heavy topic of politics, let's talk about Musk's worldview. This part is very mind-bending, but also very Musk-like. He once again mentioned the simulation theory, suggesting that our world is likely an electronic game or a TV series created by an advanced civilization. So, how can we avoid being shut down by a higher civilization or delete it? There's only one answer. Keep it interesting. Musk believes that if life becomes monotonous, the simulation will end. Therefore, the explosion of Trump's sacred rocket, and even the turmoil in the world, are, from a certain perspective, all to keep the ratings of this cosmic reality show high. He even joked that Trump's life trajectory follows the standard three-act structure of a Hollywood drama. Rise, fall, and rise again. This sounds absurd, right? But if you think about it carefully, isn't the stock price trend of Tesla also like this? It's always fluctuating between crashing and soaring, never letting you get bored. Musk is telling us that volatility is life, and stability is death. The third point, Mars is not a resort. AI is the real nightmare. Many novices think that immigrating to Mars is for enjoyment. This time, Musk directly gave a reverse sales pitch. He said that early Mars will be very dangerous, uncomfortable, the food will be terrible, and you are very likely to lose your life. So why go there? Because it's to buy insurance for human civilization. More interestingly, his attitude towards AI is that although he is developing AI, he admits that AI is the only thing that gives him nightmares. He predicts that in the future, AI and robots will make work optional, and humans will no longer need to work for survival. This sounds wonderful, right? But Musk's tone seems to convey a sense of hopelessness, as if he can't stop this tide and can only go with the flow. To prevent everyone from thinking that he has, having become a godlike figure, here are a few down-to-earth personal details about Musk. First, his sleep time is precisely 6 hours a day. Sleeping less makes his brain foggy, and sleeping more is a waste of time. Second, regarding Musk's diet, he eats steak and eggs in the morning, and his favorite food is always a cheeseburger. He even told a joke about his son insisting on ordering a cheeseburger at a high-end sushi restaurant, almost driving the couple crazy. Third, regarding fear, he said that if he finds himself having irrational fears, he immediately suppresses them. After watching the entire interview, my feeling is that Musk is still Musk. He sees through the hypocrisy and inefficiency of politics, and he also sees that the essence of the universe might just be a game. Although he says he regrets creating the government efficiency department, this is just a top player complaining about a side quest in a game. For his supporters, knowing that he is still clear-headed, still fears AI, still loves cheeseburgers, and is always ready to shift his energy back to making cars and rockets, this is the greatest reassurance for us. By the way, if the world is really a simulation, remember to play your role well and don't let the alien audience down. Below, I will bring you more latest news. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. This is the greatest support for me. Part 2. Has FSD really been solved? Brothers, Musk might really not be acting this time. Just a few hours ago, less than control 100 greater than at the XCI hackathon, Elon Musk seemed to be in a euphoric state, casually dropping several bombshells that could give Wall Street analysts heart palpitations. Without the fanfare of a press conference or polished PowerPoint presentations, he directly told a group of engineers that the FSD, full self-driving, supervised version is basically solved. But that wasn't the most shocking part. The most shocking part was the timeline he gave. Not next year, but in about 3 weeks, in Austin, Texas, Tesla's robotaxi will officially hit the road without a safety driver. What does this mean? It means that the wolf is coming scenario we've been debating for 5 or 6 years might finally be at our doorstep. Today, let's dissect the terrifying ambitions for Tesla's next decade hidden in this short conversation, and the astonishing scoop that Wall Street just uncovered. First, regarding FSD, I know some of you watching this are probably thinking, Musk's words are unreliable. He said FSD is solved almost 800 times. I wanted to say that too, but the details this time are a little different. Musk revealed that they are currently conducting the final verification. Here's the key point. The version that will be running in Austin is actually a fairly small model. This is very interesting, indicating that Tesla's software optimization has reached its peak. It doesn't require a massive amount of data stacking. This small model alone is enough to remove human safety drivers in complex road conditions like those in Austin. It's like a genius high school graduate who can already drive a car more steadily than an experienced driver. Do you think Elon Musk is just bragging? Don't rush to judgment. Wall Street has already seen the cards. Alex Potter, an analyst at the renowned investment bank Placer, just released a groundbreaking report. He contacted the designer of the FSD community tracker and found astonishing data. After the release of FSD v14.1, the most crucial indicator, the critical takeover mileage, saw an astonishing increase of more than 20 times, soaring from 41 miles in the previous version to over 800 miles. This is the most exaggerated continuous leap in the 4 years since the platform started collecting data. Although the subsequent v14.2 version saw a slight performance regression, this 20-fold peak has already proven the terrifying potential of the v14 architecture. Based on this data, Alex Potter directly gave a positive rating and raised Tesla's target price to $500. This shows that smart money has already smelled the beginning of something big, but this is just an appetizer. The real killer move is yet to come. Musk said that a monster model, one order of magnitude larger than the current model, will be deployed in January or February of next year. What does this mean? If the current small model is a genius high school student, then the large model next year will be a super AI that has undergone countless rounds of reinforcement learning and logical reasoning training. He will possess human-level reasoning abilities to handle extreme edge cases that we wouldn't even dare to imagine. This confidence has even spread to Europe, where regulations are the strictest. While Musk was making these statements, Tesla's FSD V14 trial program in Europe expanded again. In addition to Germany and France, Italy, Denmark, and Switzerland have now officially joined the group. What do you call this move? This move is called, sitting on your hands. Tesla knows very well how slow European regulators are, so their logic has changed. They're directly opening up reservations, allowing the public to experience the power of the end-to-end neural network firsthand. This activity will continue until the end of March 2026, with a clear goal: to force regulators hands and secure the release of the supervised FSD version starting in the Netherlands in February 2026. Next, let's talk about the computing power supporting all of this. To run that massive model next year, the current computing power might not be enough. Musk made a surprising statement at the hackathon. To achieve true scalability, Tesla may need to build a huge chip factory. Note, a factory, not a design center. Musk said that future demand will be for hundreds of gigawatts of AI chips. Brothers and sisters, 1 gigawatt equals 1 billion watts. Hundreds of gigawatts is equivalent to the total power generation of several medium-sized countries. Current data centers are simply toys compared to this. I agree with Musk's statement. Given the existing supply chain's inability to achieve such a rapid launch speed, we might have to do it ourselves. That's Musk for you. When he thinks a supplier is too slow, whether it's for rocket parts or car stamping machines, his solution is always the same. If they can't do it, I'll do it myself. Of course, risks still exist. The NHA is watching with a magnifying glass, and the self-built chip factory will also be an endless money pit. But if any other CEO were saying this, I would advise you to short the stock. But this is Musk. He's used to dancing on the edge of a cliff, and every time he does, he turns it into art. If 3 weeks from now, driverless robotaxis are indeed flexibly shuttling through the streets of Austin, then today's stock price might truly be the bottom price in hindsight. This show has only just begun. Finally, as Musk said, the most interesting ending is often the most likely ending. He believes we need to keep the plot interesting so that the advanced alien civilization won't turn off the computer. It turns out that Musk has been risking his life performing for advanced civilizations all along. If you think the world has been too crazy lately, don't panic. It's just to ensure viewership ratings and prevent our universe from being shut down. Thank you for taking the time to watch my video. Feel free to share your thoughts in the comments section. If you want to learn more about these areas, please like and subscribe. I'm Dayu. Follow me for more timely and accurate information.